This is episode number 53, A Mindset to Create. Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach from drbcoach.com, coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence. Hello there, and welcome to Mindset for Life. If you're new here, I'd like to say welcome. And thanks so much for listening. This is Dr. Bethany Hansen. I also have a podcast called the Online Teaching Lounge, which specializes in online teaching. But this podcast is specifically about you and your mindset. And if you're interested in thinking about the way you think and having a different experience in life, I'm your girl. We're going to talk about different things in this podcast, like what we think about other people, what we think about ourselves, how to let go of drama, how to navigate relationships, how to build confidence and grow your motivation a little bit more, how to tackle your work duties with increased focus and purpose. There are so many topics we've covered in the last year. As we do episode 53 today, we're putting this out there. We're starting the second year of this podcast. And I personally am celebrating the fact that this podcast has been here for an entire year. If you're a regular listener, I just want to say thank you for joining me, for exploring mindset with me, and taking the big journey, or the big leap, I should say, into self-growth, self-development, self-improvement, and focusing on what you can control and letting go of what others can control. Today, we're going to talk about a mindset to create. Now, a lot of the things we do in the world are reactionary. Things come at us. We feel like we're pushing them off or resisting them or trying to defend ourselves against a lot of things that come at us. When in reality, we are actually creating quite a bit of our own experience. One of the ways we create our experience is through telling stories. You know, I have an episode called We Are All Excellent Storytellers. If you're interested in diving more deeply into stories, I highly recommend checking it out. Today, I want to talk about the way we tell the story, the automatic thoughts we have, the way we feel about it, and what we can do. The way we tell the story when we're thinking about creating. This is going to be a storytelling moment right now, and I'm going to talk about this very podcast. Every time I think about creating an episode for the podcast, I think about a big idea, something that has influenced my life positively, something I might want to share with other people, and then I'll outline it and I'll come up with points that would be most useful to you, usually some kind of story that will go with it to make it memorable, and I will create that episode, produce it on my software, put it on my website, and then it will be distributed through the various networks where you're listening to it. A lot of people have asked me how to create a podcast. In creating your own podcast, really there are just a few things. One of the things that is important to remember is that everyone has their own inner thoughts that are fighting them for success. It doesn't really matter what you're creating, whether it's a podcast or something else. You might be sewing a Halloween costume for a child. You might be creating a clean yard where you're trimming the shrubbery or pulling weeds. You might be creating growth in other people. Maybe you teach or train others. Maybe you go to work every day and you do a fantastic job and you're creating excellence. Whatever you're doing to create, the wide range of things, it really can be likened to this idea of the podcast. Now, we approach everything with some kind of inner thought, what we're assuming about ourselves, what we're assuming about the situation, what we expect to have happen. And a lot of times, it's our inner assumptions and beliefs or expectations about what we're creating that actually determine our happiness with the end result. Now, in creating a podcast, a lot of people have shared their ideas with me, and I've reflected on my own ideas as well. And these are some of the normal thoughts people have when they consider creating a podcast. First, someone worries that their ideas are not interesting enough to share. Well, we all have our own unique ideas, and we can learn something from literally everyone on this planet. So certainly, you're unique, and you definitely have ideas worth sharing. A second concern someone might have when thinking about creating this content is the content is not useful. It's easy to change that. If we decide, well, what would make the content useful? What does the content need to be more useful? All we have to do is add the application piece, like here's how to apply it to your life, or here's how to apply it to your business. And when you think about creating anything else, maybe something that's not a podcast, chances are there's use in it, even if that use is beauty to please the eye and cheer the heart. There is great use in just about everything we could possibly create. Again, in creating a podcast, many people will say, but my voice is flat or bland. There are certainly a lot of tips and strategies out there, YouTube videos, other podcasts, where people give tips about how to make your voice sound more interesting. There's a lot of processing that can be done. You can really add filters and things to make your voice more full, more rich, and you can vary your tone. If you listen to other people's podcasts, you can figure out how to make your voice more interesting, less flat, and less bland. Another worry someone might have when thinking about creating a podcast is, I have to record it in a total quiet space, or it's going to have bad quality. And I can't think of anywhere in my life that is ever totally quiet. There might be airplanes flying overhead. There might be other people in the house making a noise. Maybe there's an air conditioning or heating system that makes a loud sound. Whenever there is an idea that there's some kind of thing holding you back that's beyond your control, it is impossible to overcome until you take control of that situation. So when you think about needing to record it in a totally quiet space, I'll just make some suggestions here about podcasting. I have recorded podcasts in my closet surrounded by clothes to buffer the sound. I have recorded podcasts in my office on a variety of systems, an iPhone, a Zoom recorder, and also the Blue Yeti mic. I have recorded podcasts in my car, in a secluded space, in a parking lot at a Walmart. I've recorded podcasts in a lot of locations. I can agree that there are some places more ideal than others. But generally speaking, recording a podcast is part of the job. And then the processing afterward is the next part. When you process your podcast, it's very easy to remove background noise or quiet little sounds, and some things can also be edited out. So having this belief that you have to record it in total quiet is not necessarily true. I have colleagues who also create podcasts, and some of them have sound foam things like egg carton looking stuff on their walls. You can also buy those kind of foam diffusers, which cut down on all the noise. If you're really interested, I personally don't use one, but I highly recommend them for others if you're interested, because I do hear that they work. And in the past, when I was a band director, I studied acoustics, also the sound diffusing properties of various band room structures, material to put on the wall, hang from the ceiling. And I can agree that some of those foam diffusing things would be great. Another concern someone might have when thinking about creating is that no one else will care about it. Specifically, when thinking about a podcast, if your concern is that no one will listen to it, that is probably true if you don't get it out there. Now, if you start distributing your podcast and you put it out there regularly, chances are people will listen to it. And someone will find value in it, and they will return and listen to it again and again. There are people out there just waiting to hear your voice. They want to know what you have to say, what you can tell them about life, the universe, and everything. They'd really like to be part of your world. Another concern somebody has about creating a podcast is that people will pretend to like it, but inwardly or behind your back, they're laughing at you, and you don't realize how silly or ridiculous you actually sound. Now, that is probably a very normal thought that many people have when they start out with something like a podcast or a YouTube channel or anything where you're going to be up there, out in the world, and on the internet. Now, what if you just flip that around and decide, guess what? There are always people who will pretend. That is not your problem. That's their problem. And of course, if they are inwardly or behind your back laughing at you, that's also their choice, not yours. That's literally something you can never control. There will always be people out there who reject you. There will always be people who judge you. There will be many people who do not like what you're doing. You don't always get to know that they think these things, and that's okay. Chances are you don't sound silly and ridiculous. In fact, if someone is resisting you and ridiculing you, it's probably because you're doing something great out there. You're being brave, and they are not having confidence stepping forward and being brave. So it's very easy to criticize the person who is not up there on the stage. And it is really easy to make fun or laugh or find reasons to pick. But that is not an indication of your success or your quality even. So that kind of idea will happen. Let's just assume that's going to happen. Another thought someone might have when thinking about creating is, if I really knew what I was doing, I'd have a bigger audience. Everyone thinks this. Do you know how many thousands or millions of podcasts there are in the universe out there? There are so many podcasts, and everyone would love to have a huge audience. There are a lot of ways to grow your audience. You can create ads. You can share your podcast with affiliates. You can have another company publish it that also sponsors it and get it on their website. You can do all kinds of things to try to grow your podcast, and you may grow your audience over time. But the best thing you could possibly do is to put out consistent episodes. You want to put out consistent episodes weekly, monthly, regularly, whatever your cadence is going to be. So whatever you decide about creating, you need to stick to that decision. And then lastly, I don't know how to organize it. Well, that too can be solved. You get to decide what the organization is. You get to decide, are you going to go it solo like I do? Are you going to interview someone else like a lot of people do? Are you going to have a story to tell? Will you have key points or takeaways at the end? All of that structure is totally up to you. There's no right or wrong answer. Now, if I were to compare this to anything else in life, let's just pick one and I'll choose sewing. Sewing is a hobby where you can create your own clothing, your own stuffed animals, covers for your appliance, curtains, whatever you want to create. You take fabric, thread, and various things, and you're going to sew these things together, likely using a pattern of some kind, and it's going to create this lovely thing in the end that you can use or wear. I know how to sew, and I do sew, and I sew regularly. But someone who doesn't know how would need to learn not just the methods, but how to read a pattern. Creating a podcast doesn't necessarily have a pattern. You decide what the pattern's going to be. If you're going to create other things, sometimes there is a pattern, and then the creativity is in how you put it together. As you think about creating something and a mindset to create, the first big idea is that what you're going to do is going to be utterly unique to you. You are totally unique. You're unlike anyone else in this universe. Sure, you might have your dad's eyes, your mother's smile, your Uncle Jim's sense of humor, but you are one of a kind. No one can ever replace you. Your strengths are unique. The values you hold are unique. The talents you have. Everything about you is unique. And one of the greatest drives we have as human beings is to create something and share it so others can enjoy it too. As you think about creating in the coming week, think about what you want to also do in the coming year. It's not too soon to be thinking about 2021 and all those things that you could create with that year. Yes, the world's falling down around us at times, and there's a lot of crazy chaos out there. But we can control what we think, what we feel, and what we create. So, as promised, we talked about the way we tell the story. We also hinted around a little bit about automatic thoughts that we have. And the automatic thoughts that we have really are those things that come after we tell the story. So if you're telling a story about creating, but thinking that it's not going to be good enough, you're not a qualified person, people will judge it, or there's something else wrong with it, chances are there's a thought behind that that's going to follow. For example, if your thought is that other people are in control and you really just don't have what it takes to create, chances are you're going to think that it's scary. You're going to feel embarrassed, worried, afraid, hopeless, maybe even have oversensitive feelings about it, maybe low self-esteem. And pretty much you're going to have a lot of examples from your past about things you've done where you've also failed, or maybe where you did feel that you looked bad or people made fun of you. Whatever it is, let go of those things. You can start thinking about the future, even look at past experiences for their positives. What was it that you got out of that past experience that actually contributed to your value now, that created more within you, that tapped into your gifts and talents to persevere, to overcome, and to become the stronger person that you are right now? As you think about automatic thoughts that you have, you can definitely control what you do with those past thoughts, but also the future thoughts. So think about the automatic thinking that's going on behind the scenes as you're telling the story. Next, you want to think about how you feel about things you create or about the idea of creating. Does the process really excite you? I personally really enjoy the process of creating a podcast. I also create stuff when I'm sewing, or maybe I'm decorating cakes or baking Christmas cookies. I like to do that every year. Whatever it is I'm creating, I really love the process itself. The outcome is great too, but when the outcome is available, I'm done. The project is finished. So the process is super important to me. I want to enjoy the process and have a lot of fun along the way while I'm doing it. Think about how you feel about creating. Do you enjoy it? Do you get frustrated? Do you hit a wall? Do you ask people for help? Whatever you feel, it's likely coming from one of those automatic thoughts you're thinking about whether or not you're in control or whether or not other people's opinions matter about what you're doing. Lastly, think about what you can do. One thing is to treat yourself well. If someone around you was creating something new, likely you would probably encourage them and give them a lot of cheering when they actually put it out there. Treat yourself the way you treat other people. You don't have unreasonable expectations with other people so often as you might with yourself. Many people are self-critical or criticize themselves and their efforts inside, and maybe you might give feedback to other people as well, but not necessarily in as critical of a manner or with such unreasonable expectations. So forgive yourself. Give yourself a lot of cheering, a lot of support and encouragement, and a lot of grace as you're in the creative process. You are basically a system of internal thoughts, external comments, and relationships with other people. And when you think about yourself, yourself with other people, and yourself with your bigger community, think about consistently speaking well about yourself in all of those places, both internally in your inner thoughts and also your outer world. I think if you try that, you're going to have a better experience as you try things, whether you fail or succeed. Cheering yourself on is a great idea. And certainly if you're creating something new that others haven't made, or maybe you're doing it alone, like a podcast, then of course you're going to need to give yourself a lot more encouragement. You're not going to get a lot of feedback from other people. And maybe you want to set that feedback need aside for now and look at just what you're doing and give yourself some feedback. Think about, is this helping other people? Is this going to build them up? Is it going to create beauty? What is it I'm aiming for when I create this thing? Now that we've talked about the way we tell the story, the automatic thinking we have, the way we feel about it, and what we can do, let's project into the next year ahead. Let's look at 2021. As you think to the coming year, what kind of things would you like to create in the world? What would you like to create in your own life? Some people want to create the physically most healthy version of themselves, and they start habits that create weight loss, maybe increase muscle mass, maybe they exercise more. Some people want to create a more organized home life, and they start habits that declutter or clean things on a more regular basis. Other people have goals that might be more specific to a business or a hobby or something like that. Maybe you want to create new patterns in your business world. Maybe you want to teach with more confidence and clarity in your message. Maybe you'd like to connect better in your relationships and let go of what others think so you can be more confident and then also find out how they think and feel, but not necessarily about you. So you can connect more to those other people without letting their opinions control you. And you can also see them more clearly and understand them. Whatever it is you'd like to create in 2021, now is the time to think about the way you tell that story, why you want to do this, what automatic thoughts might come up along the way, and how you'd like to feel about it. As you take action on those things, you're going to set yourself up for a very good year ahead, putting yourself in the driver's seat of your life in whatever area you're going to focus on. Well, That's the message today, a mindset to create. Thank you for being here. Thank you for taking this journey of self-growth with me. And best wishes to you this week, being the best version of you.
This has been a podcast called Mindset for Life by Bethany at drbcoach.com. To find me on the web, you can visit my blog or my website at www.drbcoach.com. That's drbcoach.com.